Well, Lou, we're thrilled with the endorsement. We've built the broadest coalition of any candidate in this race, from Sheriff Joe Arpaio to former Senator John Kyle to Texas United States Senator Ted Cruz to Sal DiCicco and Trent Franks, and to have the Arizona Republic come on board along with people like Governor Scott Walker and business legend Jerry Colangelo. We think that's a coalition that's a winning coalition, and we think that's in response to the winning message we've gotten out on the campaign trail.
Well, sir, from the outside looking in, this has been a pretty tough primary. There have been some pretty below-the-belt hits from each of the candidates toward you, toward other candidates. How do you view what will happen with party unity once this primary gets over with?
Well, we've been working hard to get our message out. We've been very positive and optimistic about what can be done in the state of Arizona. We've been talking about kickstarting economic development, job creation, business relocation. We've been talking about really improving and reforming our K-12 education system so that we can focus on outcomes in the classroom and getting Arizona out from underneath the thumb of the federal government and Barack Obama, and doing all this while we do our best to secure our border here in the state of Arizona. I think one thing that people across the state agree on is that Washington, D.C. is broken, and that Arizona will have a Republican governor in 2014, and I'm confident that's going to happen. We're doing our best to make the case that we're the campaign that wins the primary.
Some of your primary opponents feel the same on a lot of those issues. What sets you apart from your opponents?
What sets Doug Ducey's campaign apart is the real-world experience. From 30 years in the private sector, I built a company. Now I want to shrink a government and grow an economy. My company was Cold Stone Creamery, the ice cream concept. We started right here in Arizona. We started small with a really good idea, and we grew it to all 50 states, and today it operates in 25 countries around the world. I've also served as your state treasurer for the last 4 years, managing $12.5 billion of taxpayer assets that I think by any measurement are in better condition and growing faster today than they were 4 years ago. I also want to be judged on the fact that I stopped Proposition 204, which was a $1 billion permanent sales tax increase. Other candidates talk about lowering taxes, but we've done it, and we'll continue to simplify taxes, make them lower and more fair. But most importantly, it's that vision of what we want to do for the state of Arizona, an Arizona that leads in economic development, job creation, business relocation, and positive outcomes in K-12 education are the real differentiators of a Ducey campaign, and we've been all across the state communicating with voters on that.
Sticking with education for just a moment, I spoke with Fred Duvall yesterday about education, and he talks about how the state has decimated funding for education. But I was looking through some of your material, and you don't think it's a question of money. You think it's a question of how we spend the money. Could you talk a little bit about that?
We're spending $9 billion as a state, local, and federal government in the state of Arizona to educate just over 1 million school children. I think we should quit talking about spending as if it is the sole measure of success. If it were, Newark, New Jersey, Detroit, Michigan, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland would be the finest K-12 education systems in the country, except they're not. They're among the worst. So what I want to do is talk about the money we're already spending, how we improve outcome and results, and how we get those resources to the classroom rather than to the bureaucracy and the administration where much of it is being soaked up today.
And, of course, the implications of a good education system lead right into your other priorities for the state, which is bringing good jobs to the state.
Absolutely. If you're going to have true economic development, you've got to have a positive K-12 system where kids are graduating and they have a skill set, whether they go on to college level work or begin a career in the private sector economy. K-12 education is what you must have to do that, and there will be real consequences if we don't get the system turned around. This is a state issue. It's not unique to Arizona. This is happening all across the country with states underperforming in K-12 education, and Arizona has laid the groundwork so that we can lead in this category, and it's something that a Ducey administration will focus on every day.
Other than workforce development through education, what are some of your other, you touched on them just for a few minutes ago, but what are some of your other ideas for how to improve the economy in the state, specifically on that very important topic for Arizona voters, which is a job?
Well, yes. I mean, jobs are what the campaign's all about, job creation and growth as a state. And what I've done is I've looked at other states and talked to other governors that have done a better job than Arizona. You look at places like Texas and Florida and Tennessee, they don't have an income tax. Texas has a lighter regulatory environment, a lower liability and litigation. So I'm going to begin by reforming our tax code, by signing an executive order to put a moratorium on any new taxes and regulations. And I'm going to pass Texas-style tort reform so that we can protect the small business owner and the citizen and have companies moving to Arizona. We don't have to talk them into leaving California, Lou. They're leaving by the hundreds. They're just not coming to Arizona. And we're already Chicago's favorite suburb. So rather than just having its citizens move here for relocation or second homes, let's start getting those businesses to come here.
We've got just a couple minutes left, and I'd be remiss if I didn't, being from Yuma, ask you about border security and immigration reform. It's obviously, too, one of the big topics among you and your Republican primary opponents. What do you really think, as governor, you can do to help the issue?
As governor, I'll focus on border security, and that will be a top priority in this state. We're a different state than our other neighbors on the southern border. Texas has a river. New Mexico has a mountain range. California has a fence. And our Tucson sector is wide open and unprotected. So I look at this as first and foremost a national security issue, and then secondly as a transnational crime issue. As governor, I'll focus on drug cartels and human trafficking. I'll look at the $300 million we spend in Department of Public Safety and also how to restructure our RICO funds so that we can have an infusion of cash to our county prosecutors and county sheriffs and partner with them so that we can focus on what the real problem is with that open border. It's a national security issue in a post-9/11 world. It's a criminal issue that affects our state. And yes, it is an immigration issue, and we are a nation of immigrants. But first and foremost, we're a nation of laws, and I'll deal with that as governor.
And very quickly, what did you learn or what have you learned in traveling the Yuma sector? Because it's considered one of the safest and most secure along the entire stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border.
I've learned a lot traveling the Yuma sector. I spent some time in the very, very early morning as people were coming over the border legally to work all day and then go back home that night. I think I've been able to see a lot of the success of the fence that you have in the human sector, along with the relationships that you have to help encourage trade and industry. At the same time, I realized that unemployment has affected Yuma much more greatly than other counties around the state. So I want to work to kickstart our economy and to partner with our neighbor to the south, who also happens to be our largest trading partner, times four, while at the same time focusing at the real issues that affect our citizens that have to do with border security. And I think Yuma's got a lot of best practices that any governor or elected leader can learn from.
Okay, that's Doug Ducey, Republican candidate for governor. You've got, Mr. Ducey, about 4 weeks left. What do you got on tap for this final push in this primary season?
We're getting all over the state, talking to people of every background. I'm running to be governor of all the people, and if people want to know more or they have questions, they can go to our website, which is DougDucey.com or Doug Ducey on Facebook or at Doug Ducey on Twitter. I'm asking for your vote. We'd love to have your support or have you volunteer or put a yard sign out. If you'd like to get involved in the campaign, you're more than welcome. And if you have kids that want to get up front in the gubernatorial campaign, send them down. I've always said it's good training to become an entrepreneur because it's very hard work at little to no pay. But I'll tell you, all the people that are in our office smiling and dialing and delivering yard signs are having a blast. There's a lot of good energy, a lot of people that want to take our state in the right direction and stand on the shoulders of what Governor Jan Brewer has done and take Arizona to the next level.
All right, Doug Ducey, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's great being on the call, and I look forward to being in Yuma again real soon.